My name is Rabbi Ethan Linden, the Assistant Director of Camp Ramah in New England, and welcome to our first ever podcast. Okay, the clapping sound that you just heard was fake, but it is very exciting to be able to give people who are not in camp some of the experience of being here. We hope to do these podcasts from time to time so that you will be able to hear some of the sounds, songs, and excitement which are the hallmarks of Camp Ramah in New England. For this first edition of our first ever podcast experience, we thought we'd give everyone a little glimpse into a new and exciting program which has just wrapped up here at camp, Kishroniah. And here to help us explain the program is Rabbi Ed Gelb, the director of Camp Ramah in New England.
Kishroniah is a made-up word. It comes from the word kisharon, which means talent. The idea here is that we wanted to give campers the experience of learning something at a much higher level, something at a level they've never seen before. So we brought in around 19 experts in order to help us do things in the arts and sports and all sorts of activities to give them an opportunity to work over an intensive period of time and really build some skills and do something that they're really proud of. From basketball camp to ceramics, we were really excited about what we were able to accomplish.
And the Magshimimers and Bogreamers had it for 2 days, right?
Right. The Magshimim and Bogream did this for 2 days in two-hour blocks, twice a day. So they got 8 total hours. And then Machon Nivonim did it 2 hours a day, 2 hours twice a day over a four-day period.
Do you make up Hebrew words a lot?
Usually I make up Hebrew words when I'm bored or sometimes when I'm in a meeting and I don't really want to pay attention, things like that.
That's great. That's great. Now, do you feel like Kishroniah was successful? Was it what you wanted it to be?
It was a fantastic success. We had a culmination event at the end of the time period where we saw drama, bands, a cappella groups. We also saw videotape of all the other activities. It was really fantastic. Kids were smiling, laughing, and they learned a lot.
We've been having a lot of comments about kids wanting it back next year. What do you think?
Well, we have every intention of bringing it back, although it would be wonderful if some of our wonderful donors would support that.
Maybe they'll make up a Hebrew word for it, too.
I'd be fine with me.
But enough from Ed and I. Let's hear some voices of the chanichim, the campers, who had the opportunity to take part in this amazing experience.
My name is Yael. I'm from Israel.
Yael Friedler is a Magshimim camper.
I was in the Etgar trip for 2 days, and I had a lot of fun. We came back on Friday night, and it was fun.
Did you backpack?
Yeah, we got our equipment from here, and we got also a backpack.
Was it hard? Was it difficult?
Yeah, we needed to go up, and it was hard with all the equipment, but we made it.
Ari and Solly are both in Bogreim, and they did basketball. You guys want to tell us how it was?
Well, personally, I felt that it was really cool for the camp to bring in, you know, actual professionals to come in. You know, no offense to our counselors or anything, but, you know, they've played on their varsity teams in their high schools. But actually bringing in some college players in and a guy who's actually coaching some college, I think we really benefited from that. And the skills and the drills that they taught us was really beneficial. I think it was really good.
I felt good about basically our whole JV basketball team. A lot of kids that haven't really gotten to play basketball got the chance to improve their skills. And Dave, the coach, who was in charge of the camp, great guy. He taught us great skills about basketball. There were two players from University of Susquehanna who both were great ball players and taught us a lot about the game. And we just had a blast, and we hope we could do it next year.
No. Wait, you had never played tennis before?
I never played tennis before. I had literally never picked up a tennis racket in my life. And so it was a really good opportunity to learn how to play tennis and to work on my skills and get better.
Sarah Lieben is in Nivonim, and she was in comedy, right?
Right, I was.
Okay, Sarah, say something funny.
Oh, I didn't learn how to say anything funny, but we played improv games a lot instead.
And what did you learn?
I learned how to think on my feet and how to laugh when things weren't necessarily funny, but to make people feel good. That was actually a big thing that we did.
And, okay, so I'm going to give you a situation, and I want you to be improv-ing. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay. You are a duck, and you're trying to get into college.
quack, quack.
All right, that's not bad. I see that you've learned a lot. Thanks, yeah. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Okay, we're here with Dan Cass, who is a Nivonemer, and he was in which one?
Band.
Okay, so what'd you guys do?
Well, when I first signed up, I really thought it would just be like working on my individual instrumental skills because I just started on guitar. When we got there, it was really quite a surprise. We were told to pick a song that we would perform in front of basically the entire camp. I'm still just a beginner guitarist, and I was really nervous. And my instructor, who was really calm, reassuring, helped me out a lot. I learned so much, just new skills and techniques. And in the end, it was really worth it.
And what song did you guys do?
We did No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley.
A nice Jewish song.
Of course.
You did a cappella.
Yeah.
David Offit is in Nivonim.
I really like singing, and I'm not allowed to exercise. So those two things together were really good.
Perfect. Okay, I'm here with Alex Niakani. Alex Niakani is a Machon camper. What kind of a last name is that?
It's Iranian. My dad's from Iran.
You were in the cement structure, Kishronia, right?
Yes, I was.
Can you tell us, like, what that is?
I guess there was a ditch already, like, built for us, and we placed cement blocks, and then we put cement on top, and then put other cement blocks, and then after that, we did, like, cement all around it just to even it all out, and then we painted it prettily.
So you were sort of in, like, the manual labor Kishronia, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
Was it fun, though?
Yeah, it was actually really enjoyable. Like, our end result was, like, very satisfying.
Thanks for enjoying Kishronia.
Thank you for having it.
All right. From cement sculptures to ultimate frisbee to a rock band, Kishronia was Ramah programming at its most exciting and innovative. You can find pictures of all this fun on our website, www.campramahne.org, and don't forget to check back for more podcasts. We'll be adding them regularly, and we hope you will listen in. For now, let me leave you with this thought from a couple of our chanichot who have just finished the first ever Kishronia.
Definitely do it. Bring it back next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I miss it. I really do. I want to keep going. No, I really want to keep going.
Okay. I love camp.
Thanks for listening from Palmer, Massachusetts, home of Camp Ramah in New England. And as we close out, the music you're hearing is from the Machon and Nivonim Kishronia. The a cappella group is directed by Ami Margolis. Enjoy and have a great week.